Huntsville Station on 2 for LSG.
Good morning, Jessica. We're with you on 2.
Good morning. Just wondering if Shankini will be on 3 or 4 today.
You've got Dylan with you on 3.
Okay, that's right. Dylan's morning. Awesome. All right, I will call her on 3. I'm ready, almost ready to get into the LSG. Thank you.
Station Huntsville, space down 2 for Jack and LSG assist.
Excellent, 2 for LSG.
Good morning, Jack. We are ready for your first media assist activity. Schedule on your timeline at 0810.
Need 810 activity and work.
Station Huntsville, space down 2 for Jack and LSG assist. Ready for your next activity.
So, Station Huntsville, Jack copies. Second sample and work.
Copy. Thanks, Jack.
We'll say shout out, too.
Huntsville's with you on, too.
Yeah, just checking in about that needle box that was in the hardware JSP.
Yeah, we got the green light for you to go ahead and grab that out of the hardware JSP. I think you know where it is, but just in case, we're expecting that to be in hardware JSP 5428. If you could just use caution when you're going in there, and let us know if you find it and that it's still in its double bags and its expected levels of containment. And if you do find it, you can just stow it in the same place that you stowed the Sharp's hard kit from today.
Okay, copy. I'll let you know if I have any problems. Thank you.
Station Huntsville, space ground 2 for Jack and Melfi.
Huntsville Station, Jack on 2.
Jack, giving you some flexibility, you are go to complete your 1150 Melfi retrieve whenever you'd like.
So thanks for the flex. I'm go for the Melfi retrieve at any point.
Also, Jack from Huntsville, happy 100 days in space. We're happy to be here with you.
Awesome. I really appreciate that. Thanks for noticing, and happy Memorial Day weekend to you guys, too. Thanks for giving up your long weekend for us, for some science.
Huntsville Station, Roger.
Go ahead, Jessica. Did you find it?
I find it. It's in the layers of containment, so I'll put it back in the CTV. I would just note, you know, I guess the reason why I was surprised that after one day of ops we would keep these is because with, you know, the sharps are just placed into that foam, and then the lid, of course, is open throughout, like, the duration of your ops. And due to the nature of these ones, since they're the butterfly needles, they are connected to a long tubing and then have a little hub. And those are all full of media from, you know, last week's experiment. So I guess I would kind of think, you know, maybe you wouldn't want to have that old media, which is then possibly growing things. And then you open up the shark's case, like, a week or two later in LSG, and that's kind of still all exposed to the same environment. So I guess that's what I was thinking. But just a note for that. I'll put it back in the CTB.
Okay, we copy all, and yeah, we understand. So thank you so much for looking for that. Happy National Treasure Hunt Day.
That was an easy one. It was right where I left it. So all good. You guys have a good one. Looks like there was a tiny, at least half a handover while I was replying to that, but it's absolutely no problem at all. It was right where I left it. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your Sunday.
Thanks, Jesse. You too. Station Huntsville, space ground 2 for Sophie, and afternoon timeline.
In the middle of a recording that she's doing right now in Columbus, we'll pass along the message for her to call you when she's done and let us know if there's anything else that you need to be done right now. We can do it for her.
Copy. Thanks, Jessica. No rush.
Huntsville Station, Sophie on 2 for timeline.
Good morning, Sophie. Sorry if I interrupted your filming of Sunday Science. Wanted to let you know that we have a little bit of flexibility this afternoon if you'd want it. We are looking to be able to start all of your blue activities about an hour early, if you'd like.
That's amazing. Yeah, sure. I'll do this with Soja. So I'll start. So that all of the activities will be an hour early. Is that correct?
Stay firm if you'd like.
I love it. Thank you so much for the idea, and that's American. And yeah, that was indeed a Sunday Science experiment that I did. You'll see it next week. it's fun. I always like trying those new things.
I look forward to those every week. They're always so fun. And Sophie, to you as well, happy 100 days. We're happy to be here with you.
Well, thank you so much. All right, talk to you very soon, and thanks again for everything.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris.
Houston, Chris is with you on 2.
Hey, Chris, good afternoon. I just wanted to let you know that yesterday you had a discretionary event that I think you got on and no one was there. They've rescheduled that for 18:30 today, so in about 2.5 hours. And you should have some email on that as well.
Awesome. Thanks for that. I really appreciate that. All right, 18:30 today. I'll do it. I'm up for it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. And you can use the same link that was on the timeline from yesterday.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Hope the weekend's going great.
All quiet down here. Hopefully it's going well for you guys up there.
Absolutely. Knock on some wood for me.
Picker one collectively knocked on wood for you.
Munich Station. Good evening. Jack's on 2.
Jack, good evening. This is Munich. Quiet on 2.
Just checking in, sir. See if you are ready for me to swap out the sponge on time, or you guys need a few minutes for commanding. Either way, fine. Just check it in and see what you want to do.
And Jack, thanks a lot for calling. We are going to proceed with the, some ground commanding. Please stand by. Worst case, 10 minutes. We give you a call and then you can start. Please stand by.
All right. No worries. I will wait for your call. Thanks.
Station, this is Munich on Space Ground 2 for Jack.
Jack, you got Jack on 2.
And Jack, thanks for your patience. We complete our ground commanding. With that, you are go for your activity. For the actual sponge serial number, please just follow the instructions in the execution note. The sponge will be FM11. Also, one more thing, while you do the sponge RNR, if you could give us a short status on the current sponge, how it is, so exactly like you did yesterday, which was really great. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. FM11, and I'll give you a report on how wet's current sponge is. Sure. Munich Station, Jackson 2 for sponge.
Jack, go ahead on 2.
All right, I got 12 out of the biolab. It appeared a little bit wetter than yesterday when I pressed on the sponge. A little bit of water did come out of the sponge. And then when I released, it was reabsorbed real quick. So it seems like there's still a little bit more capacity in there, but it's definitely a little bit maybe medium wet, not completely saturated, and a little bit more wet than yesterday.
Jack, we copy. Thank you.
All right, and I put 11 in there, so all set for the evening, and I appreciate your help. I'll chat with you guys tomorrow.
Same here, Jack. Thank you very much. Wish you a great evening.
MarshallComm, Houston Comm, Tech Space to Ground 2. How do you copy?
MarshallComm here. I got you 5x5.